You're listening to Thank You, Jesus, Hour of Prayer with Mika, only on LA Talk Radio.
Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. This is the day the Lord has made, and we shall rejoice and be glad in it. Welcome to this hour of prayer, this time of just communing with God. Amen. This time of just slowing down or redirecting ourselves, presenting ourselves unto God. A living sacrifice, holy and acceptable, it being our reasonable service. Welcome to this time of us worshiping the Lord God, listening to the Lord God, being still and knowing that He is God, being still in the midst of the storm and knowing He is God. Psalm 46 and 10. Amen. Being still in the midst of the pain and knowing that He is God. Being still in the midst of the travesty and knowing that He is God. Being still in the midst of the whirlwind of feelings and emotions and knowing that He is God. Being still in the midst of the unknown and knowing He is God. Being still in the midst of the wilderness. And knowing that He is God, being still, hallelujah, in the midst of our day, and knowing, getting still in the midst of our day, in the midst of the goings to and fro, in the midst of it all, and knowing that He is God. Today we are stilling ourselves before the Lord, stilling our minds, stilling our hearts, stilling our soul, stilling ourselves, hallelujah, and knowing that I am God. This is what the word says. I will be exalted among the heathen. I will be exalted in the earth. The Lord of hosts is with us. The God of Jacob is our refuge. Salah. And that means we stop and we meditate on that. That the Lord of hosts is with us. The Lord of hosts is with you. The God of Jacob is our refuge. The God of Jacob is your refuge. We thank you today, God, for your presence. We thank you today, God, for your hand on us, on our lives. Even the fact of this tangible moment of hearing and being in our natural, our five senses, registering this moment, this hour of prayer, is the evidence of your hand on our life. Oh Lord, is the evidence of you working, hallelujah, in the backgrounds, working in the front grounds, working on the sides, working in the matter, even with us not feeling it, not seeing it, looking like that it's not even happening. Yes, God, looking like our prayers are not being heard, our prayers are not being answered. It looking like, seeming like things are getting worse. It seeming like we stepped out on faith in what just happened. This moment right now, right here, is the tangible evidence. Faith is the substance of things hoped for and the evidence of things not seen. Take this as evidence that God is is in our midst, that God is, hallelujah, moving on our behalf, that the Lord of hosts is with us, that Emmanuel is with us, that Elohim, hallelujah, has gone before us, that Adonai, our Lord, hallelujah, is leading us and guiding us, that Jehovah Ra'ah, our shepherd, walking us through the valley of the shadow of death. God, we need you, hallelujah, today. We are getting still in your face. We need your presence, more time in your presence, more time communing with you, more time fellowshipping with you, more time conversating with you, oh God. And we just bless your name. We take our minds off of us right now and we set it on you. We take our mouths off of us and off of the situations and circumstances and the conditions of and even our feelings of, and we set our mouth on you and we say hallelujah to your name and we say thank you, Jesus. And we glorify you and we magnify you. Yes, God. And we look to you and we wait on you and we call you our Savior and we call you our Redeemer and we call you our Great I Am and we call you, hallelujah, Resa Tabagadia, Robosoya, our Abba Father. You are the one, hallelujah, that ransoms us out of. You are our refuge, our fortress, our shelter, our a strong tower. You are, oh God, the secret place that we step into and be still in the secret place and let you fight on our behalf and let you speak on our behalf and let you war on our behalf and let you advance on our behalf and let you release favor and speak favor on our behalf and let you connect divinely on our behalf and let you intervene on our behalf and let you heal on our behalf, all while we are still in the presence of the Lord. The presence of you, God, is our answer. The presence of you, God, is our cure. The presence of you, God, is our way. The presence of you, oh God, is our instruction. The presence of you, God, is, hallelujah, Rebo Sokotia Rabasaya, how we are able to see the supernatural, the impossible. The presence of you, as we abide in you, hallelujah. Let us abide in you on this day, oh God. Let us abide, practice abiding in you in this week. Abide in you in the midnight hour. We are abiding in you, hallelujah. And let your word abide in us. Your word of truth abide in us. Your word of freedom abide in us. Your word of hope abide in us. Your word of faith abide in us. Your word of increase abide in us. Your word of blessing abide in us. Your word of inheritance abide in us. Your word of perfection abide in us. Your word of correction abide in us. Hallelujah. Let your word of life and life more abundantly abide in us. Let your word of wisdom abide in us. Let your word of deliverance abide in us. Let your word of breakthrough abide in us. Jesus, let your word, hallelujah, of promise abide in us. Let your word of revelation abide in us. Let your word, hallelujah, recandidia basandaraya, that Break forth vision, that burst forth vision that causes us to see, abide in us. Let your word, hallelujah, that quickeneth the dead things, abide in us. Let your word that awakeneth the sleeping things, abide in us. Let your word that disturbs and shakes up the dormant things, abide in us. Let your word of joy abide in us. Let your word of peace abide in us. Let your word, hallelujah, that disrupts the empty, that disrupts the void, abide in us. Let your word, hallelujah, of miracle, abide in us. Let your word, hallelujah, of truth. Yes, we said it again. Truth, the truth that maketh us free, abide in us. Here we go, y'all. Let your word of forgiveness abide in us. Let your word of love abide in us. Let your word of patience abide in us. Let your word of long suffering. Woo! Abide in us. Let your word of gentleness abide in us. Let your word, oh God, yes, let your word of virtue abide in us. Let your word, oh God, of the good report. Hallelujah. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Let your word of good report abide in us. Hallelujah. Reso kotia rabasaya. Let your word that causes us to bear all things, believe all things, hope all things, endure all things, abide in us. Let your word, oh God, of humility abide in us, oh God. Let your word, let your word of hallelujah abide in us. Let your word of giving you the highest praise abide in us. Let your word of thanksgiving, woo, God, abide, abide in us as we abide in you. As we abide in you, let us be conformed, hallelujah, by you, and transformed by you into your image, hallelujah. That as we abide in you, that the word that takes us into the place of the mind of Christ, that gives us a light into the mind of Christ. Hallelujah. Abide in us as we abide in you, in your word of resurrection. Let it abide. Glory. Let it abide in us. Hallelujah. Let your word, oh God, let your word of honesty and integrity abide in us. Let your word, oh God, of purity and holiness abide in us and overtake us. And hallelujah. Hallelujah. Remake us. Yes, God. Make us holy, Jehovah Mekadesh. Let your word that releases a faith and releases an obedience of pleasing you abide in us. The Bible says in John chapter 1, in the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. May we be one with the Word. Oh, Jesus. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Jesus, hallelujah. May we be one with the word. May we be a walking epistle. Let us be one with the word, God. Let us be one with your word, oh God. Let us walk in agreement with your word, oh God. Hallelujah. May our minds be one with your word, oh God. We take every thought captive, bringing it into the obedience of Christ Jesus. Yes, hallelujah. As we abide in you and your word, let your word, hallelujah, of things that which is lovely abide in us, oh God. Yes, Lord God, make us lovely, hallelujah. Step into those situations and those in circumstances that are unlovely, oh God. And even, hallelujah, if you're using that to make us lovely, let us have a perspective to see. Let us have an understanding to know. Let us have a rejoicing. Count it all joy when you find yourself in diverse temptations, in various trials, knowing this, that the trying of our faith worketh patience. And let patience have its perfect work, that we may be mature and complete, lacking nothing. Oh, yes, God. I thank you, oh God, that as we abide in you, and your word abides in us, we are lacking nothing. Let us not lack your word, oh God, within us. Let us not lack, hallelujah, your truth within us. Let us not lack in the knowledge, oh God, of you, from an intimate place of spending time with you, oh God. Let us not lack, hallelujah, rebo ko urubusia. God, I thank you that in every place that there is lack, in every place seemingly we are lacking, in every place we are lacking, God, I thank you. Let your word, okay. Woo! Let your word begin to fill up those places of lack. Let your word begin to do a supernatural and fill up, oh God, the empty, hallelujah, vessels in our life, the empty places, the voided places, hallelujah, decaying places. Resaya kandarawoso ukurubusi andareya. God, we thank you. We thank you right now. Hallelujah. Ooh, Jesus. I am being reminded even of the widow woman, hallelujah, whose husband, who served God, left her in debt, and they were knocking on the door, knocking in the place of taking her sons as bond servant. And as she came to the man of God, and the man of God said, "What do you have in your house?" And she said, I have nothing but a little oil. And he gave her an instruction. He gave her a word, and the word was to go borrow vessels and not a few. And she went and borrowed the vessels, her and her sons, and they came into the house and they shut the door, hallelujah, on the word. They're operating on the word. The word was the instruction. The word was the way to the miracle. The word was the answer, hallelujah, to the problem. Hallelujah. The word, hallelujah, what was the eradicator of the hard place. And they brought the vessels into the house, and they shut the door behind them, and they began to take that which was little, and they began to take that which wasn't enough. That which she said, I have nothing but a little oil. Hallelujah. Robo so condidia. And they began to pour. And as long as they had a vessel, they had the oil. And as long as they had the word, come on, hallelujah. And as long as we have the word, hallelujah, we have the strength. And as long as we have the word, we have the peace. And as long as we have the word, we have the love. And as long as we have the word, we have the endurance. And as long as we have the word, we have the ability. And as long as we have the word, yes, God, Robo Soko Tia Rabasanda, Reboko Urbusia. And as long as we have the word, hallelujah. And as long as they had the oil, they poured in the vessels. They poured in the oil into the vessels until there was no more vessels. And they took the vessels. They took the oil that was in the vessels and they sold. They sold and got themselves, not them getting themselves out of debt, but they sold that and they took care of, it took care of the debt and they lived on the rest. God, let us live on your word. Let us step foot on your word. Let your word, as we abide in you, in your word, let your word order our steps. Let your word show us the way. Let your word be a lamp unto our feet and a light unto our path. Ah, yes, God. Oh, Yorobasia. Let your word, hallelujah, Reboko Urubu, that gives a life in the barren places. Let it have its way. Oh God, we thank you. Hallelujah. We thank you, oh God, that there's no bitter place that the word can't come and make sweet. That there's no hard place that the word can't come and make soft. That there's no impossible place that the word can't come and make possible. That there's no mountain that the word can't come and melt and overtake. That there's no, hallelujah, there's no see, hallelujah, that the word can't come and part and make a way on dry land in the midst of the sea. Oh God, we thank you that your word, that at your word, the seas must obey, winds must obey, hallelujah, heaven obeys, earth obeys, and everything underneath obeys. Every demon trembles and obeys. Every knee bows at your word. Every tongue confesses at your word. Jesus is Lord. Jesus is Lord. Be Lord over our life. Be Lord over our relationships. Be Lord over our bodies. Be Lord, hallelujah, over our finances. Be Lord over our minds. Be Lord in that circumstance. Be Lord, oh God, resuko urubuki andarabasa. Yes, Jesus, let your word, hallelujah, abide in us. Your word abide. Your word is life. Your word has to dispel, hallelujah, the disease. Oh God, let your word abide in us. Let your word fill us up. Fill us up, oh God, until we overflow with your word of encouragement, oh, your word, oh God, your word of freedom, your word, oh God, your word of metanoia, your word of a repentance, of a changing of mind. Oh, I'm choosing today as God's word abides in us, as we abide in Jesus and his word abides in us. Oh, I'm deciding to change. Let the word of God, let the living word change us. Let the living word change the way I think. Let the living word change the way I talk. Let the living word change change the way I walk, for I am walking by faith and not by sight anymore. Let the living word of God, hallelujah, elevate to me in a way that I didn't know was possible. Let the living word of God elevate you in a way that you didn't know was possible. Let the word of God, as we abide in Jesus on this day, and his word abides in us, we find ourselves like Peter. Jesus, Peter said to Jesus, Lord, if that be you, they on the sea. Jesus, Peter and the disciples in the boat. Jesus on the sea. Peter says to Jesus, Lord, if that be you, bid me to come. Jesus on his word says, come. Peter steps outside of the boat on the word, hallelujah. And we see a miracle in the place of stepping out on the word. Jesus, as we abide in you, oh God. Yes, that's what scripture says. Oh, yes, that's what it says in John. Hallelujah. That's what it says. Let me pull it up. That's what it says. Hallelujah. That's what it says. That's what it says. Hallelujah. Abide in me and I in you. Hallelujah. Abide in me. Hallelujah. And I in you. Oh Lord, let us be one. Like, let us be one. What do we need to do? How do we need to change? What needs to be removed? What needs to be added? Where do we need to submit? Where do we need to surrender? How do we need to surrender? How do we need to release? What is it? Who is it we need to let go? What is it? Who is it we need to cleave to? Oh, Karabo Sundara Yarabasaya. You are who we're cleaving to, oh God. Yes, Lord. Ooh, Jesus. Hallelujah. Rebukuru Sundaraya. Yes, God. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Hallelujah. Yes, God. Hallelujah. As we abide in you, hallelujah. As we abide in you, as we abide in you, as we abide in you, as we abide in you. Yes, thank you for the quality time of abiding in you. Let us not hasten the time of abiding in you. Let us learn to fall even more in love, to fall in love with abiding with the Son of God. Hallelujah. We abide in you. And let your word abide in us. Let your word of reliance on you abide in us. Let your word of dependency on you abide in us. Let your word, hallelujah, of serving you, seeking you, loving you with all of our heart, soul, mind, and strength, abide in us. Oh Lord, hallelujah. Let your word that causes the blind to see, that causes us to see even in blind spots. Lord God, let your word give us sight where we were blind, hallelujah, and cause us to see. Let your word, where we were blinded by offenses. Lord Jesus, give us a seeing, give us a perspective where we were blinded by hurts, oh God. Let your word cause us to see, oh God, where we were blinded by wrongdoings. Let your word cause us to see, where we were blinded by unforgiveness, blinded, hallelujah, rabasakotia, by anger, blinded by bitterness. Let your word, oh God, cause us to see, where we are blinded by pain, oh God. Let your word cause us to see, oh God. Oh, hallelujah, where we may be blinded by sin. Let your word cause us to see. Oh, Lord, hallelujah. As we abide in you and your word abides in us, give us ears to hear. As we abide in you, oh God, let us be doers, doers, doers of your word. Let us be doers of your word, hallelujah, even to the point where our feelings may be posing some resistance, but we press forward, choosing to do your will, choosing to do the word of God that is abiding. Oh, hallelujah, Reba Saki Andarabokorosia. Lord God, we thank you. We thank you, oh God. We thank you, Heavenly Father. Yes, we thank you right now, Lord God. We thank you, oh God. We thank you, Heavenly Father. We thank you, Lord Jesus. We thank you, oh God. We thank you, oh God. Let your word stir up, hallelujah, those stale places within, the stale places in our life. Let your word, oh God, let your word refresh us. Let your word renew us. Let your word revive us. Let your word re-energize us. Let your word crown us. Let your word adorn us. Let your word be the aroma. Be the sweet aroma released, oh God. Ah, hallelujah. Rebo ko urubukundia. We thank you, oh God, for your word. Let your word come out of our mouth, oh God. Let your word be the thing that takes us by surprise. Even we surprise ourselves. Let your word reimagine us. Let your word remake us. Let your word re-identify us. Let your word, oh God, hallelujah, Rabasaya. Let your word augment us. Let your word beautify us. Beautify our life. Let your word, oh God, even when your word has to come in and disrupt some things that's displeasing unto you, Lord, let your word disrupt to bring the proper order. Let your word set in place. Let your word, oh God, hallelujah, reba yandarabokorosiki andaraya. Let your word save us. Let your word, oh God, redeem us as we abide in you. Let your word be our strength. Let your word, oh God, let your word be our intimacy, oh God. Let your word be that which we crave. Let your word be that which we desire. Let your word, hallelujah, be that which we long for. Let your word be that which we hunger and thirst for. Let your word be that to which we operate out of, instead of the void place that we operate out of, in the insecure place that we operate out of, in the inadequate place that we may operate out of. Let your word begin to minister into those areas. Let your word minister in that area of fear. Let your word minister in that area of depression. Let your word minister in that area of anxiety. Hallelujah. Let your word be our influence. Let your word, hallelujah, set the captive free. Let your word deliver us from the addiction. Let your word, oh God, let your word be our portion. Ooh, yes, God. Be our way. Yes, God. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Ooh, yes, God. Yes, Lord. Let your word be the still place that we find rest in. Let your word be our rest. Oh, Lord, let your word be our calm as we abide, even in this hour, as we abide. Let your word be our practice. Oh, Lord, hallelujah. We thank you, God. It is by your word we will see miracles, signs, and wonders. Let us be, hallelujah, connoisseurs of your word. Let us be consumers of your word. Let us be, oh God, professionals of your word. Let our profession be your word. Let our confession be your word. Oh, Jesus, which means we have to get in your word, which means we have to, hallelujah, abide in the place of your word, which means we have to dwell in the place of your word, which means we have to live in the place of your word, which means our lifestyle is your word. Hallelujah. Yes, God. Hallelujah. We worship you today. We worship you. We worship you. We worship you. We worship you. Yes, God, we worship you. 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 We worship you, O God. We worship you. We worship you. We worship you, Lord. We worship you in spirit and in truth. We worship you, O God. We worship you. Hallelujah. We choose to be still and know that you are God. You are able. You, hallelujah, creator of heaven and earth, and everything in it is yours. You are Lord. You are great I am. You are I am that I am. You are all by yourself. You are healer. You are miracle worker. You are provider. You are way maker. You are our light. You are our word. Thank you for your word. Thank you for your word that's bringing forth vision. Oh, Lord, thank you for vision in the place of your word. Via the place of your word. Oh, Jesus, thank you. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. We bless your name. We glorify you. We glorify you. We submit and surrender. We choose to trust you. We choose to trust you and lean not on our own understanding. We choose to submit and surrender to your way, even when it doesn't make sense. Even when we feel disoriented, even when we feel like we are going the wrong way, oh, we choose to abide. We choose to remain. We choose to dwell. We choose to live. We choose to seek. We choose to trust. We choose you. We choose you over ourself. We choose you over our loved ones. We choose you over our passions. We choose you over our desires. We choose you. We choose you over money. Hallelujah. The Bible says that we can't serve two masters. We choose you, God. Hallelujah. Rebokurusaya. We either love the one and hate the other. Hallelujah. Yes, we choose you, God. We choose you. We choose you. We choose you. We choose you over the insecurities. And I don't call them, I don't say mine or ours. We're not claiming them. We choose you even over the security, over the secure place. Because even in the secure place, it can be exalted over God. No, we choose you. We choose you that I'm not allowing the insecurities, the fears, the failures to lead and guide and dictate what I do out of a place of fear and insecurity. Oh, I can't do that. Oh, I'm not good. No, we choose you, God. Ooh, we choose you. We choose you. Mm-hmm. We choose you. And not the past of a thing, and not the past. We choose you. We choose you and not even the future. We choose you right now. We have you now. Yeah, we choose you. We choose you and not the fear of the unknown. We choose you, oh God, we choose you. Ah, Lord, we choose you. We thank you. Mm-hmm. We thank you. We thank you. We thank you, Lord. We choose to be still and know that you are God. We choose to abide in you, in your word. Abide in us. Heavenly Father, we love you. Heavenly Father, we need you. Heavenly Father, we're looking to you. Heavenly Father, we're calling to you. And we're calling to you with the expectancy that you will answer. And we release the expectancy of how we think you're going to answer. And we just wait knowing that you're going to answer. Knowing that you are answering. Our every cry, our every soul cry, heart cry, mind cry, relational cry, occupational cry, whatever the cry is, family cry, the cries of the children. We thank you, oh God, that you are answering the cry. You are answering the cry of oppression. You are answering the cry of rejection. You are answering the cry. Hallelujah. You are answering the cry. You are answering the cry. I thank you for answering our cries. You're answering the cry of affliction, answering the cry of ailment. You are answering our every cry. We thank you for answering. We thank you for tending. We thank you for helping. We thank you that you're answering the cries of purpose. We thank you, oh God. Yes, God. So may we abide in you, in your word. Abide in us. In Jesus' name. May the Lord bless you, keep you, cause his face to shine upon you, be gracious unto you, lift his countenance towards you, and give you his peace. In the Hebrew tongue, Yaverekeka Adonai Beshmerecha, Yaer Adonai Panavalacha Viko Neka, Yisa Adonai Panavalacha Veyasim Laka Shalom. God bless you in Jesus' name. And remember, with God, all things are possible.
You're listening to Thank You, Jesus, Hour of Prayer with Mika, only on LA Talk Radio.